So today we are going to read from Srimad Bhagavatam, 6th canto, chapter 12, text number 13. Please repeat the word. Ayu Shri Kirtihi Aishwaryam Ashishaha Purushasya Ya Bhavanti Eva Hi Tat Kale Yatha Anicho Viparyayaha Ayu Shri Kirti Aishwaryam Ashisha Purushasya Ya Bhavanti Eva Hi Tat Kale Yathan Chiro Viparyaya Ayu Shri Kirti Aishwaryam Ashisha Purushasya Ya Bhavanti Eva Hi Tat Kale Yathan Chiro Viparyaya Ayu Shri Kirti Aishwaryam Ashisha Purushasya Bhavanti Eva Hi Tat Kale Yatha Anichor Viparyaya Ayu Shri Kirti Aishwaryam Ashisha Purushasya Bhavanti Hi Yatatkale Yatha Nicho Viparyaya Mataji, word to word meaning, are you longevity, Shri, opulence, Kirti, fame, Aishwaryam, power, Ashisha, benedictions, Purushasya, of the living entity, Ya, which, Bhavanti, arise, Eva, indeed, He, certainly, Tatkale, at the proper time. Yatha, just as. Anicho, of one not desiring. Viparyaya, reverse condition. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, Abhay Charanaravind Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Translation. Just as a person not inclined to die must nonetheless give up his longevity, opulence, fame and everything else at the time of death. So at the appointed time of victory, one can gain all this when the Supreme Lord award them by His mercy. Purport. It is not good to be falsely puffed up, saying that by one's own effort one has become opulent, learned, beautiful and so on. All such good fortune is achieved through the mercy of the Lord. From another point of view, no one wants to die and no one wants to be poor or ugly. Therefore, why does the living entity against his will receive such unwanted troubles? It is due to the mercy or chastisement of the Supreme Personality of Godhead that one gains or losses everything material. No one is independent. Everyone is dependent on the mercy or chastisement of the Supreme Lord. There is a common saying in Bengal that the Lord has 10 hands. This means that he has control everywhere in the 8 direction and up and down. If he wants to take everything away from us with his 10 hands, we cannot protect anything with our 2 hands. Similarly, if he wants to bestow benedictions upon us with his 10 hands, we cannot factually receive them all with our 2 hands. In other words, the benedictions exceed our ambitions. The conclusion is that even though we do not wish to be separated from our possessions, sometimes the Lord forcibly takes them from us, and sometimes he showers such benedictions upon us that we are unable to receive them all. Therefore, either in opulence or in distress, we are not independent. Everything is dependent on the sweet will of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Om Ajnanatimirandhasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Guruve Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kada Mahyam Dadati Swapadantikam Hey Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dina Bandhu Jagatpate Gopeshu Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namastute Vancha Kalpataru Vyasha Kripa Sindhu Bhayevacha Patita Nam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shri Vashadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare 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 Ram, Ram Ram, Hare 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 Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare 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 Ram, Ram Ram, Hare 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 Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare 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 Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Please repeat the translation. Just as a person not inclined to die must nonetheless give up his longevity, opulence, fame and everything else at the time of death, so at the appointed time of victory one can gain all this when the Supreme Lord award them by his mercy. So all are welcome in this series of Vitrasur in our daily Srimad Bhagavatam classes. It is said in the Srimad Bhagavatam, Nashta Prayesho Bhadreshu Nityam Bhagavat Sevayam. If one continuously every day Nityam Bhagavatam Sevayam, if he hears, if he reads Bhagavatam, then is all the contamination in his heart, unwanted things, that almost get vanquished. His heart get clear. So this is the mercy of Srila Prabhupada that he has started ISKCON. He is the founder Acharya, and by his mercy only now today we are all assembled here, and his divine ecstasy, purport that we are relishing every day. It is our schedule that we read every day Srila Prabhupada purport before beginning Srimad Bhagavatam, and Bhagavatam also based on Srila Prabhupada teachings, as he is our ISKCON Siksha Guru, founder Acharya. So I beg mercy to all the devotees and especially His Divine Grace He Sri Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada and His Grace Asim Krishna Prabhu, who has given me an opportunity to serve this glorious topics, glorious scriptures, Srimad Bhagavatam. So all of you knows that this continuation is Vritrasur. He was offering prayers before fighting, and now he is encouraging Indra. So this prayers has been, this verse has been spoken by Vritrasura. Who is Vritrasura? is a greatest demon. But see how in the body of demon, he is the greatest enlightened soul. Even Indra also, in the next verse, he will reveal his heart that although I am seeing you externally, you are a demon, but by your prayers and by your surrenders, that all the good qualities you have for pure devotees. So Vritrasura is telling that just as a person not inclined to die must nonetheless give up his longevity, opulence, fame and everything else at the time of death. Even Lord Krishna, he spoke in Bhagavad Gita that I am himself death, mrityu sarvasyam, kalo asmin. I will come at the time of death. Like you can see this analogy is when a small child is seeing his father is performing in drama. So his father is becoming furious demons and doing drama. So at that time his child got very afraid. But then his father removed mask. Then he immediately started clapping. Oh, he is my dear father. The same way, the devotees knows that Krishna is himself is a Kala. He is a death personified. But for whom? Those who are not devotees. Like Lord Narasimhadev, when he appeared from the pillar, that time all the demons, even demigods also got afraid. But Prahlad, because of he was a pure devotee, he immediately recognized that he is my lovable Lord. So over here, Vritrasura, he is enlightening. Normally, saintly person enlightened, but over here, in the form of demon body. But he is enlightening Indra. That Indra, what you think this about material world? So actual reality of material world is this. That at the time of death, all the opulences, all the fames will be remain over here. Mrityu sarva harasyaham. And victory has been decided in the hands of the Lord. So Vritrasura knew, the story begins like this, all of you knows. But it is said in Bhagavad Gita, Machit madgat prana bodhayanta parasparam kathyantan mam nityam tushyanticha ramanticha. That my devotees, he tushyanticha ramanticha, he always satisfied and ramanticha, he enlightened. When he enlightened? Not in mundane topics. He enlightened when devotees are glorifying Krishna's pastimes. This is what Kapila Dev also said. Satam prasangam mama virya samvido. My devotees assemble and then what they do? They discuss about my glorious pastimes. So, as Indra was the king of heavenly planet, he was so much materially opulent, so much enjoying materially, that once Brihaspati, his own spiritual master, he came, but he ignored him. And this verse, this chapter, is himself is giving so much teachings us that even if your spiritual master is not satisfied, then Lord cannot give his mercy. Yasya prasadat bhagavat prasadat. Yasya aprasadat nagati kutopi. There is no destination. There is no destiny at all for a conditioned soul. So this Indra is representing as one of the foolish disciple. One, there are categories of disciples that some are who is giving his Gurudev, his Gurudev's glory, Ebeyash Gushuk Tribhuvana. He like his divine grace Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur has many disciples, but amongst them Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. He spreads glories of his Gurudev and Lord Chaitanya's. So this is the number one class of disciple. And second one is, he maintains his Guru standard. And the third one is, he immediately, what his activities is described, that how his Guru, he performs such a foolish action that people will say, oh, he is Guru of that disciple. That Guru, disciple. So he is a Guru Bhogi, you can say. But Indra is a representative as a foolish disciple. So he was enjoying in heavenly planet. And Brihaspati came, but he ignored him. And Brihaspati knew that he is puffed up. And he thought that everything on the wheel of the Supreme Lord. So this may be the Supreme Lord, some will. And immediately he left the assembly. And then Indra came to know, oh, my Brihaspati, my Gurudev has come, and I disrespected him by not bowing down, by not paying him respects. And immediately Indra tried to find out his Gurudev, and he tried to apologize. So this is the symptoms of demigods. When he commit mistakes, they immediately realize that, no, I did mistakes, and they repent for that. But in our case, even if we make mistakes, we said, no, I am correct. This is the disqualification of a human being as compared to demigods. So when Indra, he realized that I commit mistakes, great offense towards my Gurudev, he tried to find out, but he could not get it. So he understood that really my Gurudev has taken this offense is very great. So then demons came to know. Demons are always waiting that when these demigods makes mistakes. And these demons, they came to know, and they took the shelter of Shukracharya, and they served Shukracharya, and they got some power. With that power they attacked on the heavenly planets, and all the demigods started running to the Brahma. Then Brahmaji advised them that you all have to suffer because of your king mistakes. So if our leaders do mistakes, then his followers also has to suffer. So this Indra, his mistakes, now all the demigods now got sleepless night. They were running here and there. Then they approached Brahmaji, and Brahmaji told them that this is what you have committed mistakes. So now you need to fight with all the demons one Narayan Kavach. It's required. So what you all can do? All the heads, demigods, approach Vishwarupa. So Indra along with his associates, all demigods, they approach Vishwarupa. Vishwarupa is the son of Tvashta. So Tvashta is a demigod's rishi, and his wife is a demon's representative, demon's side daughters. So they got married, and this Vishwarup is a son. So immediately there is some portion of attachment Vishwarup has with his motherly side all the demons. So Indra approached and Indra requested that these are our situation, and now all the demons, they have occupied our heavenly planets. So I need your favor, I need Narayan Kavach. Vishwarup said, okay, no problem, I will give you Narayan Kavach. And when Indra got Narayan Kavach, his body got so effulgent, because this Narayan Kavach is a mantra. This mantra is, it has so much potency that immediately Indra body got started effulgence, glowing effulgence, and he got so much strength, and then Indra started attack on demons, and all the demons, they lost battle. But on the other hand, Indra came to know that this Vishwarup is offering sacrifice to us, and also demon side, few portion. Because the demigods get food through sacrifice. That is why Lord Krishna said that this yajna is very, very important. Without yajna, no one can be satisfied in this planet or in any other planets. But because of demons also getting yajnas, portion of the demon also get little bit strength. So this Indra, he became so angry on Vishwarup that he cut off his three heads of Vishwarup. Already he has committed offense towards the Brihaspati. Now he has again did miss big mess that offended his Vishwarup, again his guru. So now this Vishwarupa, his father Trashta, he got very angry, very angry. And he said, you Indra, you were in such a situation, you were helpless, you lost everything, but it is my own son, he has give you shelter, he has given you Narayan Kavach, and because of that Kavach you won the battle, and what you gave him, Dakshina, you cut his head. So Indra, now I am going to teach you lesson. And he perform a big sacrifice. Now over here also we learn good lesson. This Trashta, he made big sacrifice, and what is the purpose of sacrifice? Sacrifice purpose was to kill Indra. But this Vedic's hymns, Vedic's mantra, has to be chanted very, very carefully. If you single word long pronounce or short pronounce, then it gives you directly opposite reaction. So this Trashta was the one of the example. You can see he was, despite of so much Vedic hymns, Vedic mantra, he was expert, but still he did mistakes. Instead of killing Indra, he said killing Indra's enemy. And with this sacrifice, a big ferocious demons appeared. And his name is Vritrasur. Vritra means who expand. Within second, he expanded like on the sky's level. And first what he did, as per instruction, he killed Trashta. So this is the lesson, that if we chant any other mantras without proper pronunciation, then we have to face for his result, opposite result. Over Yudhishthir Maharaj, when he did yajna, Ashwamedh yajna, that time Yudhishthir Maharaj, he appointed special Ritviks to observe other Ritviks, whether they are properly chanting mantra or not. wherever there is mistake, so they will observe and they will point out this mantra has not been properly chanted. But what was the purpose of devotees doing yajna is to please the Lord. Over here, Trastas' purpose was to kill the demon. And also, Lord Chaitanya's Mahaprabhu, his special mercy, we got in this age of era, where this is a Kali Yuga, and he gave us the Hare Krishna Mahamantra. Yajna Sankirtana Praye, Yajantihi Sumedhisa. Those who are intelligent person, they will accept the Sankirtan Yajna. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. So what is the purpose behind chanting Hare Krishna Mahamantra? One of the devotees was telling, just joking, that our devotee is chanting, O Srimati Radharani, near next to me, he is chanting very sincerely, please give him service. Please give him service, not to me. So this is just joke. But our intention, purpose is to chant the holy name to awaken love of God. Ye yathamam prapadyante. The mood which we chant Hare Krishna Mahamantra is the result what we get. So over here, Tvashta lost his life and now Vitrasura, he started towards the heavenly planets. He attacking to the all the demigods. So Vitrasura, when he appeared, all the demigods, they also got little bit strength and they also followed Vitrasura. And Vitrasura, he started fighting to the all the demigods, and all the demigods, when they saw Vitrasura, immediately they started running. But on the other hand, Indra, he was covered with Narayan Kavach. So demigods had some hope that despite of that, this Narayan Kavach will protect us. But then when they saw that the battle is now progressing towards a losing demigod side, they again approach Brahmaji that this is what happened. Now Brahmaji said, you, Indra, you did so much mess that first you offended Brihaspati, now Vishwarup also you have offended, and you got Brahmahatya. So now it's very less scope for you. You go and take shelter of Vishnu, Narayan. Then only there is some hope for you. So immediately all the demigods, they started towards the, they started praying to Lord Narayan, Vishnu. And as you know, Vishnu is always favoring to the, his devotees. These demigods, they are karma mrishta bhakta. Even they also realized that we did mistakes because of Indra, we are also suffering. And when they repent, that time Vishnu told that you all go to one of the rishi, Dadichi Rishi, and ask for his bone. So then all the Indra and demigods, they approach Dadichi Rishi. Dadichi Rishi is a self-realized soul. And when all the demigods comes, and then they so told that we are in such a typical situation, so we need your help. So that time Dadichi Rishi tried to preach demigods with some arguments that no, why should I give my bones to you? Then they said, because you have taught this mantra to your disciple Tvashta, and Tvashta taught this Narayan Kavach mantra to Vishwarup. So in this disciplic succession, this Narayan Kavach is coming, So you are very purified person. So if someone gets your boons, bodily boons, and if he makes Vajra one weapon, then this Vritrasura can be killed. So as Dadichi Muni, he is a greatest charitable person, he said, okay, I am giving you my body boons, but one thing you all remember, that only because you are asking for these boons, for the service of Krishna, because Krishna, Vishnu told you, that is why I am giving you. So devotees are always ready to eagerly serve Lord Vishnu or his representative. You all can see in Srila Prabhupada past times also. Srila Prabhupada, when his spiritual master, he told that you go to West and preach. So because his Guru's instruction, Guru Mukha Padma Vakya Chitte Te Kavi Aikya, Guru is a representative of Krishna, and when a disciple is very serious, that time Krishna sent his pure representative. And Prabhupada, he went alone to New York Bowery with only 40 rupees. But he has full faith on the words of Guru. The same way, this Dadichi Rishi, he thought that this is the good opportunity to at least serve Lord Krishna by giving my bodily boons. So then he meditated on the lotus feet of Lord Vishnu and he left his body. So then all the demigods, they called the Rishi, and one of the demigods, he came and he made these weapons, Vajra. And now this Vajra is ready to kill Vritrasura. And Indra is now, he has Narayan Kavach and also now with this Vajra. All the demigods were very jubilant, and with this Vajra, Indra was ready to fight with Vritrasura. And all the demons started running. Vritrasura got very angry on his associates. He said, he told each and every associates, his demons party's person name, that why you are all running? This is the good opportunity to die in the battlefield. If you die on the battlefield, what will happen? You will achieve the good destiny. But if you run like this, coward, then even you die, your life will be no use. So please fight. But all the demons started running. Then Vritrasura, he became very angry and he started crushing all the demigods like anything. He started fighting, and then Indra, he came and Indra shoot his trident weapons. But Vritrasura, he took with his left hand and threw it back again to the Airavat. And Airavat got lost conscious, started bleeding. But Indra, he has nectar on his thumb. So he put the nectars and again revived the consciousness of Airavat. But Indra, inside, he was very, very afraid that if I would have thrown this Vajra, and this Vajra he has thrown on me, then I would have been finished. But Vritrasura knows that this Vajra is made by the great devotee's boon. And now it is Lord Krishna's desire that I have been leave my body and achieve the lotus feet of Shankarshan. Vritrasura was a great devotee of Shankarshan. As you know, Chitraketu, King Chitraketu, he was a Gandharva, but he was traveling in Gandharva planet. So he saw that in Kailas, Lord Shiva was on his lap, Parvati Devi was seated, and Shiva was glorifying Lord Krishna. So he indirectly point out all the Gandharvas that, see, we all got this Gandharva's body in heavenly planets, and we are all busy with our all material opulent enjoyment. But see this Shiva, he is on his lap, his wife Parvati, and he is discussing, glorifying Krishna. But on the other hand, Parvati got very angry. He said, how you can speak like this? And he immediately cursed Pitrasura, that you go into the demon's body. And Chitraketu, Gandharva, he bowed down to Durga Devi. He said, everything is on the will of the Lord. So maybe this is the desire of Lord that I should go in the demon's body. But over here you can see that Krishna is always thinking how I can take my devotees back home, back to Godhead. This Chitraketu was on the body of Gandharva planet, Gandharva Loka. He was one of the Gandharva. But Krishna was not happy with his material enjoyment. He wants him back. So that is why he made the arrangement so that he can go into the body of demon. But then he realized, like Bharat Maharaj, he was a greatest king and he was serving his citizen such a nicely that this planet name was Ajna planet. But now, because of his service to all the citizens changed this planet name as Bharatvarsh. Bharat. So this Bharat king was such an enlightened soul. But at the age of 24, he left his family and started towards forest, toward the bank of the Ganges of Gandaki Nadi for self-realization. Earlier saintly kings, they are Rajarishi. Although they were doing business, but they were always keep in their mind that we are here for self-realization. So this King Bharat, he was on the bank of the Gandaki Nadi. But as you know, he was attracted by one of the deer. And he started taking care of deers and he forgot his sadhana. But Krishna's one of name is all attractive. He will attract all of us, especially his devotees. He never leave. And Krishna spoke in Bhagavad Gita, Kaunte pratijani name bhaktya pranashiti. My devotees never thanks. So this Bharat Maharaj was so much absorbed in the deers, and because of he was so much attached to his deer, he was finding, where is my deer? Where is my deer? And in that mood, he left his body. And next life, he became deer. But he was realized soul that I did mistakes because I was attached with deer body. So now I don't want to take risk. And then he left his deer body and became Jarbharat. So he gave very good teachings that is there in the 5th canto. So in short, when something bad happens to the devotees, that is the arrangement of Lord Krishna only. But on the other hand, the karmis, when they suffer because of their karma only. But devotees is not. Devotee is, everything happens by the will of the Lord. So our Vritrasura, he was, although in the demon's body, he was realized that I did mistakes. I was when the heavenly planet were enjoying, but now Krishna wants me to be sincere. So in devotional life, there is a, if you want to be sincere, That is well and good. Otherwise, Krishna will make you sincere. So over here, Dhritarasura, he was on the body of demon, he was absorbed in Sankarsan's lotus feet. So how to leave our body? Over here, in this past times we see, in this narration, that Dhritarasura was focused fully on Sankarsan lotus feet. And he was praying to Lord that now it is your desire that I am fighting with Indra, but now it is up to everything on your will. And he, what he did? He swallowed Indra with his Airavat. So now Indra is in the stomach of Dhritarasura. And now Dhritarasura started meditating. But Indra, because he has Vajra, he has some little confidence and he cut the stomachs first and then he come out and then he started cutting his head. But Dhritarasura was so much absorbed in Krishna, in Sankarsan lotus feet, that it took 1 year for Indra to cut the head of Dhritarasura. So Prabhupada, he was preaching Krishna consciousness in the West. So that time reporter told that, Prabhupada, how many temples you have and how many disciples you have? That time Prabhupada said, we have hundreds of temples and thousands of disciples. So Prabhupada, near one disciple, he said, Prabhupada, we have only few disciples now, and you said we have hundreds of temples and thousands of disciples. So Prabhupada said that Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, Prithvi chaate nagar adigram sarvatra hoive prachar moranam. Everywhere my glories will be spread. So Lord Chaitanya is not different from Krishna. The same way over here, Dhritarasura news that I am going to die on the hand of this Vajra. This Indra is going to kill me. So let me absorb my consciousness to the lotus feet of Sri Sankarsan. The same way Prabhupada life also you can see. He was fully focused that this mission is going to spread either me or either some other one. That is why Srila Prabhupada said that one sincere soul will take my movement ahead. So we just need to become sincere. One time one sannyasi, he was asked by one of the reporter that one statement in Krishna consciousness, can you explain? So he said, sincerity. And Prabhupada also said that because I was sincere, I spread this message. If you sincere, please take this credit for spreading this message. So this human form of life is very, very important. As a Dadichi Rishi, he was a standing example how paradukhi swadukhi. Dadichi Rishi, he shows there's pitiable situation of demigod. They were crying for their planets. And he gave his body. The same way this outside the material world, all are suffering like anything. And it is our job, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said. What? Bharat bhumi te janma hoilo yaar, janma sartha kari, kara paro upkar. Now what we got? This Hare Krishna Mahamantra. This divine disciplic succession that this Rishi gave to Trishta, Narayan Kavach. So we have this Hare Krishna Mahamantra that we have to give. One, yesterday I was standing, afternoon, 1 o'clock. So one person came and he told that his one person, his name is Bansi Gopal, he gave me books in Thana station. But I am trying his phone number, but he is not picking up. So 2 weeks back then I introduced some other devotee. And now I saw yesterday, he was with dhoti kurta and chanting Hare Krishna. So these are the very good symptoms that if we take sincerely this Hare Krishna Mahamantra, this service, then people are just waiting. And Lord Chaitanya also told that if I would have thousands of hands, then I will go to the heavenly planets and there I will spread the Hare Krishna Mahamantra. So Dadichi Rishi also explained by his own life that he has given up his life for Vishnu's service. So in that way, Virtasura is now going to explain that, Indra, why you are worried? You think you won this battle, but what kind of battle you won? A Brahma Bhuvana Loka Punaravartino Arjuna Mam Vatya Punarjanmam Dukhalayam Ashashvatam. This world is full of misery. And what you think, after killing me, you will enjoy the heavenly planets? But then also there is another misery will come. But you see, now I am going to achieve the lotus feet of my master and I am going back home, back to Godhead. So ultimately, I am the victorious. So, over here, at the appointed time of victory, one can gain all this when Supreme Lord awards them by His mercy. So only by the mercy of Supreme Lord, I will achieve highest destination, that is Golok Vrindavan, back home, back to Godhead. So in this way, we also learn that we have one day, we will also leave our body. But as Vritrasura was so much conscious, the same way, I have seen many devotees in Vrindavan, when they leave their body, they were so much absorbed in Krishna. Even in Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said in Chaitanya Charitamrita, if my devotees throughout the whole life, he will serve me, even at the time of death, his mind is roaming here and there, I will take it personally and put on my lotus feet. So we don't have to worry at all about our destiny. That is already we have fixed up. Like Vritrasura was fixed up his mind on the lotus feet. Same way when we chant Hare Krishna Mahamantra, we should pray to lotus feet of Sri Sri Radha and Krishna that I have spent billions of life by not serving you. Now please, I got this opportunity. So now make me sincere so that I can chant nicely Hare Krishna Mahamantra. So this is the essence, and now forthcoming verses will enlighten you more about this Vritrasura pastimes. So I once again thanks all the great devotees who have came here and who spent their valuable time for hearing Bhagavatam. And if I would have speak anything wrong or anything hurt to your heart, I begging sincerely apologize for this. And all you are, please pray for me that I can be the instrument of serving the Srila Prabhupada and all the devotees. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. If you have any questions, then you all can, 5 minutes is there. Is a question bank. If I would have not been answered properly, then Nitai Madhav will give answer.
Prabhu, Hare Krishna, Prabhu.
Hare Krishna.
This Vajrayuda, was it meant for killing only Vritrasura or it can be used against anybody to kill?
Specially this Vajra has been meant to deliver Vritrasura for this Vajra. And one more Vajra Indra is having. That is also there, but that for all common small mosquito demon. But for Vritrasura, there is a special, this boons, Vajra, has been made because Vajra, this Rishi, Dadichi Rishi, he knew the Narayana Kavach, he got from the disciplic succession from Vishnu with him. So his body is so purified because Narayana Kavach only you will get, you are so pure. So Daditya Rishi was such a pure soul. So that is why Lord Vishnu told that you go and take his boons.
So after that, Indra did not kill anybody from that Vajrayuda.
You ask Nitai Madhav for that. You can, because he is our learned person.
Prabhu, why I am asking is, you see, anyone who gets killed from the hands of the Lord, they will be liberated. So if Vajrayuda has Vishnu's potency,
yes.
So that is why he wants to know.
So he got destiny, because that is why Vritrasura was ready, that this boons, this Vajra is not a common. But this has been specially ordered, Lord Vishnu to his pure devotee. And killing by Lord's pure devotee or Lord's, that is a ultimately good destination. So Vritrasura knew about this. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. I think blessing of Krishna. Prabhu san bahut achha laga. And hum log ko khushi hote hai. जब कभी यंग ब्रह्मचारी और साधु ऐसे प्रवचन करते हैं,
दिस ओनली क्रेडिट गोज टू हिज डिवाइन ग्रेस अभय चरणान भक्ति विदान स्वामी प्रभुपाद.
और इसके लिए हम लोग भी खुशी है, आई मीन कॉन्फिडेंट है. हम लोग का जो ऑर्गेनाइजेशन है इस्कन, उसके लिए जो एक्सपांशन हो रहा है, उसको टेक ओवर करने के लिए काफी लुक तैयार हो गया है. एंड अमेरिका में एक ही प्रॉब्लम आया है, कोई चर्चेस है, चर्चेस बंद पड़ा है. Churches are closing down because of want of priest nahi hai. Aise churches iskon ne bhi liya hai, wo churches ban hota hai, they seal hota hai. To wo hum log ke liye khushi ka baat hai, je hum log organization ke liye kafi log taiyar ho gaya hai sadhu.
Aur aapke
profession mein ek acha laga, je aapne bola that rishi, the demigod ko rishi ko paas jana pada. Rishi bhi, wo bhi ek sannyasi tha. So that means Rishi ka the importance, uska position itna upar hai. The demigod bhi Rishi ka pa jana padta hai. And Rishi is a human being, I think. And of course, mera jo question tha, main bhuli gaya. Mera question tha, je Bakrasur ko kisi ne influence kiya, kaise motivate hua, je aisa soul ko upar aane ke liye. Bakrasur ko kaise, kaun sa incidence hai, जिसमें से बकरासुर को
ट्रांसलेट नो व्हाट इज
बकरासुर को, आई मीन कैसे ऐसा हुआ, रिलीजियस कैसे हुआ.
ही वॉज प्रीवियसली ही वॉज अ डिवोटी, ही वॉज अ किंग चित्रकेतु, बट व्हेन ही लॉस्ट हिज सन हर्ष शोक, देन अंगिरा ऋषि दे टोल्ड दैट यू टेक शेल्टर ऑफ विष्णु नारायण. And then he started chanting his name, and then he left his body. So because of his less purity, he got the body of demigod. And then because he has chanted Lord's name, so Lord was eager to take him again to his lotus feet. So that is why Lord has arranged in such a situation, so that Parvati cursed him. And because of that curse, he came in the body of demon. But he knew that because I did mistakes in my previous life, I got this body. So now I don't want to make mistakes. My only and only target is to achieve the lotus feet of Shankarshan.
Okay. Hare Krishna.
Grantra Srimad Bhagavatam ki, Jagat Guru Srila Prabhupada ki, Jai Nitai Gaur Premanande, Hari Hari Bol.